With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Denise Juneau is running as a Democrat for Montana's lone Senate seat. Juneau was elected to her current position as superintendent of Montana's Office of Public Instruction in 2008. She was narrowly reelected in 2012. She says the experience as an elected executive branch official qualifies her to serve in the U.S. House. After officially filing her candidacy with Montana's Secretary of State office late last week, Juneau briefly sat down with Montana Public Radio to talk about her campaign.
I think I have a record of accomplishment to run on, of actually getting some things done for the state of Montana. You know, I think one thing to point to is Graduation Matters Montana, working with 53 communities across the state to raise graduation rates and pulling in small businesses and diverse stakeholders and students and parents to really confront challenges that matter. And record high graduation rates in the state because of that work going on. And I think really I have a record of accomplishment pushing back on the federal government for policies that don't work for our state, and taking my record of actually getting things done and comparing it to my opponent, who, you know, he has a book deal, he gets on TV a lot, he wanted to be Speaker of the House early on as a freshman representative. And taking that and really communicating what I've been able to get done compared to what he has not.
You announced your filing in front of the Jeanette Rankin statue. Mm-hmm. It seems you're running a campaign on a lot of firsts. First Native mm-hmm. woman, first woman in a long time, first openly gay candidate. Mm-hmm. Do you think those firsts are going to help you or hurt you?
It's amazing there are still firsts to be had in 2016 and 2017, but I do think looking at this election cycle, first woman elected to Montana Congress was 100 years ago. We have a chance to repeat that with the second woman elected to Congress this next year. First American Indian woman to serve in Congress from anywhere, ever. That's really historic for our state. And I think Montana proved that they're willing to do that by electing me statewide twice to superintendent of public instruction. First openly gay candidate. I think that's really exciting for a lot of people to see themselves reflected in the political process. But also I think, you know, despite all those firsts, it's really taking my record of accomplishment and the ability to get things done and comparing that to what's not happening currently with this seat. But I think at the end of the day, they look at the records of the candidates in this race, and they're going to see a very clear contrast and choose me to be their representative.
An area where Juneau's record isn't as comprehensive as her opponent is in the topic of foreign affairs. Republican Ryan Zinke is a former U.S. Navy SEAL with international commanding and operation experience. Here's what Juneau said about her outlook on foreign policy.
Well, I do think, you know, first and foremost, we always have to look at the safety and security of Americans and Montanans and make sure whatever foreign policy we're looking at, any kind of defense issues, that we take that into account. And that should be number one. Each of those areas are going to have to be taken apart and looked at, and deciding how we're first going to protect Montana citizens and American citizens, and then what we do about those threats, and taking those one by one and considering them, but always looking out for the safety and protection.
How do you think effective you'll be as a freshman congresswoman? You're promising some changes, and what do you think you can do?
Well, here's what I do know is, as an elected official, you can get a lot done in this state. And even though we have one voice for 1 million Montanans, that voice should be one that reflects Montana values. And I know what one elected position can do. I've done it as state superintendent. You can get things done in state. And, you know, this position goes back to D.C. and you're one of 435 positions. But what you can do back there is look out for rural America, look out for rural Montana, make sure that voice is ever present in whatever federal policy is being created. But when you come home, you can do constituency services. You can make sure that individuals are looked out for, and you can provide those. I think that's something I have a proven record on, and I don't think my opponent's doing that job right now.
If you were elected, you'd be serving under a new president. Mm-hmm. How do you think you would serve under what could be a Republican nomination of Donald Trump?
Well, thank God for different branches of government. Because, you know, look, going back as the U.S. representative, I'm serving in the legislative branch. And that really is the beauty of our constitutional tensions between these separate branches of government, that each of those has a job to do. And whoever, you know, the executive happens to be as the elected representative to the U.S. House for Montana, I'm going to do my very best to make sure that the voices of Montanans are carried to Washington and whatever policy that we're looking at. And, you know, bring that voice of reason, bring that idea that we can do compromise, that we can collaborate and still get things done in this state, and take that voice to D.C. We could use more Montana Reasonable voices in D.C.
That was Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juno, a Democrat. She's running against Republican Ryan Zinke for Montana's seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Montana Public Radio's interview with Zinke will air Friday. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.